Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And you guys, we made it to the finale. And I personally am so happy that it's over.
Yes.
Like, it was just such a relief to, like, finally get Katie married off. You know, it's like, oh.
Yeah. And what I'm hoping is there was a rumor last year that the producers weren't going to have Sheena back. And then once they found out there was like marital trouble, they were like, oh my God, we have to have her. So I'm kind of hoping, because there's no storyline now from here on out with them, that they can now exit the show. But unless she's pregnant, as you did point out last week on Watch What Happens Live, she was not drinking when the others were.
Yes.
So that's
I'm totally worried about that. And yeah. And well, and is Tom going to accept being the face of TomTom?
Well, you know, it could happen. Like you said, that could create drama and controversy. Her being pregnant, okay, probably people don't want to see that on the show. It's not that kind of show. They don't want to see new mommies struggling or whatever. But what we could see is Tom still going out and partying, and she would not be a happy at-home pregnant
sober.
Wife. Sober. Sober pregnant wife while he's out partying. Like, that is...
You know what? I never thought of that. That's true.
So I guess if they're going to stay, please be pregnant, and Schwartz, please keep partying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's get a little bit of business out of the way. You guys, thank you so much, as always, for leaving us a ratings and review on iTunes. It helps us so much to stay high up in the chart rating and to continue to do this show. So again, if you haven't left us a review, if you could just take the 5 minutes, 3 minutes that it takes to do it, it would really help us out. Just at least give us that 5-star. Also, if you have any thoughts or comments, you can email us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. Our Twitter is VPR Party Podcast. And
Instagram is Vanderpump Rules Party.
Yeah, I've been effing up on Instagram. I need to really hit that up a little harder. Sorry, guys.
Since I started this Twitter, I have ignored all other social media outlets, including, you know, personal, which is...
Me too.
And I feel like it's something I did years ago now, even though I've only been on Twitter with this for a little while. It's like, it's just, it's all consuming.
It really is.
It's, yeah, giving me a, I feel like right now I'm making the motion of when Sheena was looking for Shay and put her hand,
her
head in her hand and was looking down.
I feel like we could do a whole episode on just Sheena and Shay in this episode. Like, I could literally do another podcast just on them.
Yeah. Oh, and if you want to call us and ask any questions or just leave us feedback, we like that too. What we want to do, you know, after the reunions or even during the reunions is answer questions, see if we can find out some stuff for you guys. We are going to be going up there soon. So let us know what questions you want us to try to dig around and find out. The phone number is 805-VANDER-8.
Yes. And I have to say, the voicemail part of our podcast has been the most rewarding for us. When we get one, it is so much fun. So please keep calling in, because it really makes us feel connected. Okay, so let's jump into this, because I have so much to say. And should we do like our podcast rundown in our next episode, since... Because I have, like, there's so many podcasts that we need to mention that the pumper should go listen to.
Yeah, I mean, probably in the next one, because, like, Lala was on one, but they only aired, it's a two-parter. And the other part, it's going to air this week. So we'll listen to the second one and then give you a recap and full rundown next week on that. There's some other good ones with other castmates and their dish. In fact, I'll talk about it today too on some of the Bravo Daily Dish and interviews there, where you kind of catch people in, I don't know, their stories don't line up. So we'll talk about that.
We've also been doing some investigating into a couple of other shows that we listened to. Like, I did such a deep dive on some info that Stassi dropped that hopefully we'll be able to reveal in the next podcast that I found. And maybe we'll have our first real guest on too, if I can hunt this person down. Okay, so let's jump right in. So we go right into the wedding because they teased it last week. And we see that Stassi is walking down the aisle with T. Sandy. And Brittany with Jax, obviously. Sheena with Ariana. And Kristen and David?
Yeah, I didn't catch who that was.
So what did you think about how Lisa led the wedding? Were you pleased with how she officiated?
Yeah, I mean, she sounded good and she made it funny, but accurate. Like, you know, you promise to love, trust, and never text with tequila.
That was funny.
Yeah. You know, there was a lot of funny parts. It would be a fun wedding, but we were kind of commenting at the end, and obviously we'll talk about the end at the end, but it was a little bit of trash thrown in there with, like, I mean, yeah, we all swear. We swear on this podcast, but
yes.
Here you had a wedding. It was a little excessive. Like, every toast was like,
yeah, there was a lot of
fucking. And then Schwartz was like, thanks for all your fucking speeches. It's just like, you know.
I mean, it's okay, I guess. But, and definitely at the, after, it's fine because, you know, the ceremony is over and everything. So everyone's in a party mode. But still, there's people that I personally think that you should be respectful in front of, and not, you know, our age people. Yeah, we talk like that, but I would never talk like that in front of my parents or my grandparents or things like that. But, you know, I'm sure they all knew they were filming and what was expected. I did notice that it looked so hot. Yeah. Everyone seemed like they were doing, like, I felt like they did like a little announcement and they said, listen, everyone, do not swat away the bugs that are flying around you and don't act hot. Okay, action. That's kind of how it seemed. Yeah. Like, everyone was just miserable.
When they first panned to, when Katie was about to walk down the aisle and they panned to Schwartz, like, his hair is like, maybe that's because he didn't shower, but
ew.
It was like all wet and greasy and kind of like, it's like, ugh. You could tell like it was super hot and humid and it just,
yeah.
Looked greasy.
Yeah, it looked super, super hot. Okay, so also, did you guys catch how when Lisa would crack her jokes, Sheena's laugh would come through? Like, of course, once again, the producers and the film crew have her mic'd up during the ceremony. And so Lisa, you know, makes her little joke and she's like, I can't even do it. It's Tom's turn to do his vows. Schwartzy.
And then he tries to play the like practical joke of the century.
Yeah, he's like, okay, let me get my vows out, Bubba. No, I'm gonna put them back because I don't need that. No, my love,
he ripped him up.
My love rings true, and then he gets them back. He's like, no, actually, I do need them.
Yeah, because I thought he didn't. Did he just fold it back up? I thought he ripped it up.
I don't know. I was just so grossed out by everyone's laughing that I.
Yeah, because it was like, well, for a minute I thought, okay, he's just gonna speak from the cuff, from the heart, and then he's like, oh no, I was just being funny, guys.
Isn't that kind of random I don't have it memorized?
I'm gonna read them. I still have them in my pocket. All right.
I don't know. Like, he has. Everything that he does now is bugging the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
Here is how bad it is. I like Katie more.
Yeah.
And that is like saying a lot. Oh my God.
Yeah,
okay.
He flipped. I think we were overexposed to him before. He was like charming. And so when Lisa said the face, like, you could tell, first of all, Sandoval was crushed. But I was like, no, We're just sick of him. And no. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you want a table? Okay. Yeah. Let me see. And then he'd like walk away and then like forget. Like, no, he's just too.
He, first of all, he doesn't have a backbone. And in the restaurant business, you have to be hard on people because they will, like, exactly. Someone will come in and be like, Bubba, we didn't make reservations, but you can get us in, right, Bubba? And he'll be like, oh, yeah, I totally know what it's like to not make reservations. Let me go take a look. Go up to the hostess stand and be like, these people need to get in. And they're going to look at him and go, I just told these people we're booked. Why didn't you back me up? And the whole, and then.
Yeah, he would run out the back door.
Yeah, and T-Sandy's going to have to handle it.
Yeah, that's going to, well, let's talk about that. Yeah,
we could do a whole other podcast on that, too. Okay, so.
I had when Tom was saying his vows, they pan over to Stassi, and she's like, tearing up, and all I got was, this isn't me. I wish this was me. This should be me. I deserve this.
Oh, Stassi is so, this whole episode is just heartbroken that this is not, this day isn't about her. It's very hard for her.
Yeah.
It's hard for her to be single AF, just like it is every episode, but she's really feeling it this time. Mm-hmm. And then he does a shout out to Kristen Doty for introducing them.
And she like throws her head back and it was like, whoa, don't do that again, Kristen.
Yeah, our recommendation to Kristen is to be more subtle in your movements because
she does look like she has like mini like spasms. Like,
like that little dinosaur that's on the t-shirts and they're like, I can't do push-ups. Like,
No.
Oh my God. A T-Rex. She reminds me of a T-Rex for some reason and with her movements. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
So Stassi's dabbing her tears away and
Then he flubs up his he gets so choked up. He's like, our relationship, we tore it down. It was broken. It was completely torn to the ground and then we had to rebuild. We're like, what?
Oh, my God. This was such... Yeah. I wrote... These are the words I wrote down because he was like, tear down and rebuild.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was amazing. And he was shaking. He was physically shaking. I think he was actually nervous.
Nervous, yeah.
Because this was like do or die for them. They had to carry this scene. And not only do they have to carry a scene, they're actually getting married. And so it's like, guys, are you in it to win it or what?
Like, yeah, that's true. He couldn't handle that pressure. We saw how he got choked up. And it's like, yeah, he's right, Lisa. He can't handle the pressure of a restaurant. So listen to him. He knows himself really well.
And although his vows were sweet, like I see how, you know, once again, Sarah and I are on the West Coast watching the East Coast Twitter feed of seeing everyone saying, I'm choked up right now. I have all the feels, blah, 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 blah. We kept looking at each other and being like, are you crying? No, are you crying? And neither one of us were close to tears at all.
No, like when I saw like Sandoval crying, that was more meaningful. Or at the end of the show with Sheena. Like,
yeah.
That was horrible. But the wedding, no, I should have been crying tears of joy that this is finally fucking over. The wedding, not the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, nothing. It's like there's a song.
I mean, they really trolled us with this wedding. It's like I'm rejoicing with them because it's like, fucking finally. I want to cuss too at the reception and be like, fuck yes. Like, shut up now. Now go and like either have a Sheena outcome or you're like, do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Did you think that his, what he's said was like so sweet, or do you think that if you played it back being the new bride, you would be a little insulted? Like, he basically did a rundown of like the highs, the lows, the roller coaster, the wondering what we're gonna do, Bubba, and we made it, Bubs. Like, it was it was nice, but it was yeesh. Like, it was
when she was talking and she said something about, you know, and a lot of fighting, a lot of crying, and they panned to him and he's like, yeah. Like, as he's nodding his head, Kristen Doty style, viciously, and like, yeah. I'm like, that's I not felt, how I would want to watch my wedding on TV.
Yeah, I felt like when he was delivering his vows that Katie stood there like a proper bride. Mm-hmm. When vows are being delivered, you stand there. It's uncomfortable, but you take it. And when Katie was saying her vows, rather than just standing there and smiling and taking it and letting this moment be Katie's, he was sitting there being like, oh shucks, Bubba, nodding, basically answering her every time she was taught, like, she's trying to say her vows and he's like, oh Bubba, stop it, Bubba. It's like, shut up and let Bubba, her talk.
Oh, Bubba,
and it's like, stand Bubba, still.
Stop, Bubba. That's so nice.
And she's like, ultimatum or no ultimatum. Oh, this love was meant to be.
Can you, why would you put that in your vows? Like, you really want to draw attention to the fact that that's what you had to do?
I feel
do?
Like it was her way of trying to be funny, but it's like
in a toast.
It's like, is that funny? I don't know if that's funny.
It's kind of sad. It's embarrassing. It's sad. And like, if you want to say it and you think you're funny, say it in a toast. Like, I want to make a toast to my husband. Ultimatum or no. Like, all right. But in your vows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great look.
And then did Lisa say for richer or richer?
Yes.
Versus for richer or poor?
Yes. Well, that makes sense.
I guess.
And then they pan to Sandoval, who's crying, and then they do his little confessional. He's like, I love love. I love how much I love love, and I love that I love love.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, totally. And so she's like, you know, in her confessional, she's like, this is my happy ending. And, you know. Oh,
yeah, go on. She finishes it. I hope you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go. No, you finish it. I don't know what I was going to say after that.
We did it. I'm married as fuck.
Oh, God. I didn't even write that down. Yes. That was, and she, like, instead of giving us the middle finger, she gave us the ring finger.
Kristen Doty.
Yeah.
Married as fuck.
Carter.
Bubba. AF.
Okay, so now what do we have going on? Okay, so now so finally the deed is done. We're like, everyone's glad. They're like, thank God. So now it's time to go to the reception and the wedding party lines up to come down. And
okay, so I don't know about you, but I've been to a lot of weddings lately. And yeah, the thing now is everybody, the groomsmen, bridesmaid couples walk in and they all do like, something like a little dance or a little jig or a little number, that something funny. And like,
did you say jig?
I know, I was like, is that a word? Is that something my grandma would say? Like Irish jig, I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, they all just boringly walked in. Like, I mean, probably the most we got was Ariana twirling Sheena, but just boring AF.
Yeah.
Like nothing, like, you guys like have nothing. I guess it doesn't surprise me because none of them.
It was basically no, like, it's like, seriously. Why did we have to see it twice? We saw them come down the aisles and then we had to see basically the exact same thing walking into the reception. It was just redundant.
They do that at weddings now. Everyone gets a little moment, but that's why everyone does something. And like that they didn't. So why film that?
Yeah, it was really strange.
Or air that.
And so has anyone referenced why Ariana was rocking her mini backpack?
No, on last week I know people were talking about it, but I didn't really pay attention to like
maybe she had like the dog poop bags or something in case they had an accident or something like that.
Yeah, that could be.
Or, you know, some supplies.
You did comment when they were walking in and not doing their little individual dance numbers. You did comment, was that Stassi on the dance floor?
Well, there was another girl in the wedding party
blonde and
and I was just, it didn't look like her from the back. That dress made her look bigger in the shoulders than I think she is. And I just had to go back and say, was that her? But yes, it was.
So all of the dresses, I well, I didn't think were flattering really on anybody, even Sheena, who's now teeny tiny. It looked good on her. I'm not saying they looked terrible, but they just didn't do anyone any favors. And then we see Brittany pairs it with some black gladiator sandals. Like, what? How does that go? That was confusing.
Yes, that was crazy.
Holly spotted that.
And then, so during this part, you know, they're kind of like all walking out. And this is when Stassi says, you know, everyone thought that it was me and Jax that were the glue that held this group together. But, you know, that's not true. It's actually always been Katie and Tom. And Jax and I just were the, just had the glue that everyone sniffed.
According to you.
So is that like a little like throwback to Jax's cocaine use? Like, is, like he, and she, and she's admitting like, yeah, I went down that road too, or.
Oh, I think it wasn't that clever. I think it was like, oh, we were just like, everybody was wanted to be around us. Everybody was like, we were the story. We were the couple. We were the it.
Yeah. I mean, now that, you know, Chad and I think are on episode 6 of season 1. Mm-hmm. They were never the glue that held the group together. They just weren't. And
they tore the group apart.
Yeah, they both thought that they did, but they just created headaches for like all of the friends.
And then fighting within the friends, and then eventually it broke up the whole friend group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say like they are the piece of shit in the group. I don't know about, you know, where everyone's like, "Does it smell? Do I have something on my shoe?" Yeah. Let's all take our shoes off and put them outside. Like that. Yeah. Let's see.
Just, yeah, we haven't, Stassi hasn't been doing herself any favors lately. Like, we already talked about her podcast and the racist issues, but, and then she still, like, owns, defends, justifies, which is fine, but she's been on several podcasts because all these girls just cycle around and go on each other's every week. Like, it's pretty basic, but. Yeah, she was saying just some really like catty, shallow things on a couple other podcasts. And then today she posts with Rachel O'Brien, like about this whole leggings thing in United Airlines, which she obviously didn't know the whole story because it was about employees who are held to dress code standards. And it was employees using a pass, you know. But so she posts this thing.
Or someone's kids or something that were using the pass, but they know that, like, everyone who flies with those passes know
the rules.
Yeah,
I mean, in leggings, that is kind of ridiculous, but whatever, it's the rules, whatever. That wasn't the bothersome part. So Stassi posts with Rachel O'Brien, like, they're naked on a plane, you know, from the top up, so it looks like all their shoulders are bare and everything. So they're poking fun at this and they're like, hashtag leggings gate United, blah blah blah, and she's like, hashtag never forget. Like, I found that so tacky and insensitive and
offensive.
Like, again, totally insensitive to what that means. Like, everybody knows right now that's associated with 9/11. The shows on 9/11 are even called that. Every year we see it all over. Never forget. So then I decided to Google it. I'm like, is it associated with 9/11 or anything? Or is it just widely used for anything you ever want to use it for? And it said, no, it's you know, primary intent there is for tragedies.
Right.
Huge, massive, large scale tragedies of domestic and international occurrences.
And I don't know. I felt like that photo was kind of a tragedy. It didn't neither of them favors. They both looked like aliens.
But I don't want to insult victims of a real tragedy.
No. Like, oh my god. And then I didn't want to ask this because this is just taking it to a whole nother level of disgusting where my head went. Mm-hmm. But was one of the flights that didn't make it during 9/11 a United flight? Or
yes. United 93.
Are you shitting me?
No, two of them were. One was the one that went into ground.
Yeah, that's
and one hit the towers.
Unacceptable. Yeah, that's crazy.
Two United and two American.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone commented. They said, "Yeah, she said that, and she's with a picture of herself on a plane." And very good point. I didn't even think, but yes, they were United planes. Yuck.
Well, and then, you know, I noticed on Twitter that some people were responding and they were like, gosh, like maybe like all you people that are tweeting about this, you guys are just really sensitive. Like, how about you stop like bothering Stassi? Stop bothering Stassi. Like, Stassi, people died. Like, people, like, it's, yeah. Again, just like with the race thing, would it be so horrible to just retract that tweet,
yeah,
and then tweet it again? Yeah, it's funny. It's funny that you're on a plane and you guys have a funny photo to kind of go and along with this article.
Legging skate. Okay, that's fine. That's good. That's funny, but like, yeah, just the actual, like, hashtag never forget. You could even say something.
Like, she could have even been like, you know, airline clothes AF, like something else other than, I mean, yeah. What is she going to make fun of next? The Holocaust?
Right.
I mean, where else can she go?
That's probably it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
I don't know.
Hashtag Nazi. Hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag.
So Jew or such a Jew or something. She's going to do something.
Yeah. Or yeah. She's going to. Yeah. Like, ooh, I just thought of some really. Yeah. I can think of really horrible things. And like, that's equivalent to what she's saying.
So she tweeted that, and we know they are like trolling, especially on Mondays, as Jack said. I was one of the first to comment, so I know she saw it. So wouldn't it, even when it's a sensitive matter like that, just get you thinking and maybe think, well, you know what, maybe it's borderline, maybe I don't want to risk it with a topic like that. I would probably then, I don't think you can't edit tweets, right? You have to delete.
Yeah, you have to delete. But even. But
delete and then retweet. Just leave out that hashtag and it's perfectly fine.
Or, you know what I was just thinking that you could do? I know this is like really tacky also, but she could even tweet something like that says never forget for the actual meeting and be like, I, of course, never forget. Or
I'll never. Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, she could have been like, I understand. Like, yes. You know, like she could have.
Yeah. I was trying to like be, you know, whatever.
But it's,
and
the
be
fact,
like, oh, I'll never forget this horrible day. Like, be funny with it. But then she said, oh, I guess I shouldn't have used that. Sorry, you're right.
You like, know? I recognize what Stassi's doing right now in her life. Like, I have gone through a lot of the same phases that I see her going through right now. And her phase that she's doing right now is she has a very strong opinion about everything that's going on. And she doesn't like to be challenged for anyone to say that that's not right. She's really annoyed with that. And so she's not going to take anything back. And what that's doing is it's hurting her, not anyone else.
She probably needs a PR manager or agent. Because
for a while, I felt like her tweets were getting funnier and better. But now you can tell when it's her. You can tell when it's her versus.
Well, we already heard that she had, like, Annabelle write. Yeah.
After this, if she really gets attacked for her never forget, then people will come to her defense and you'll see her tweets get better again for a while. Someone else, because she'll be like, you guys, why is everyone being so mean? Can someone tweet them? Kristen, oh, say something.
And it really is. Your theory is spot on, because that's why it drives her absolutely nuts with Ariana. Like, if I had that relationship and it was a girl like that over and over again, I would not continue to try. I would be like, ah, fuck her, she's a bitch. And I would just ignore or avoid that person. But she can't handle the fact that she cannot manipulate Ariana and she cannot force her or win her over. Like, there's nothing she can do. And it's driving her crazy. So she keeps pushing it, because she just can't accept that she is, like, you know, she can't be in control of all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that she's at the point in her life right now where she's not understanding why people aren't drawn to her, but she is throwing this really negative energy out into the world by standing her ground with making dumb statements. If she would just make the statement, learn from other people, and move on, she would get a lot further than staying, you know, just cemented in the ground and wondering why these things are happening to her.
She really should have listened to Annabelle's podcast with Spencer and, like, pick up some crystals for
him. My God. Maybe
she needs a better energy.
Yes. Right. Oh, my God. He would have read her aura and been like, yikes.
Yeah, dark.
He would have been like, that's like Lauren-esque. Lauren Conrad. You know, those two were just not friends.
Oh.
Because he hated her, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking of her personality. I'm like,
oh, she would love to be called Lauren Conrad, I'm sure.
Oh, Stassi would, but I'm like, Lauren is nothing like Stassi. Like,
no, she's no, not a no.
Catty, controlling, manipulating bitch.
But Spencer thinks that she is, you know, right. So yeah, that's where I was going with that. But,
because she has a stronger personality probably than Heidi, and he and Heidi compliment each other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so what did you think about Kristen just gushing over the wedding and trying to, like, Carter, hint, hint, Carter.
Carter, don't you have wedding fever now? Carter has wedding fever. You guys, Carter.
Carter, does this ring look good on me? Carter.
Carter, just so you know, Moni's the same ring size as me, and I tried her ring on, and it fits perfectly. Just FYI.
FYI, I like the cushion setting.
Oh my God, it's so horrible and desperate, and they haven't even been dating that long. And also, for everyone that's not in Southern California, it's LA. So as you can see from Tom and Katie, it's taken 7 to 8 years or whatever. Well, they said 6 at one point, but I think it's really 7 to 8 with dating.
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys get engaged, a normal relationship after 1 to 2 years, out here it's like 7 to 8. If ever at all. And it's not uncommon to be 10 to 12. So, Kristen, for you to say that statement in LA, I mean, I'd be surprised. The only reason I would think that he would is, you know, little security for him, because she makes more than he does.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, I'm sure he loves her too. But
she was like literally physically jumping around the reception and like,
again, oh, she's
like, I feel so happy. Like, she's like, Carter, I mean, wouldn't I be a good wife? Jump, 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 jump. Carter. Yeah.
Carter. And tequila, Carter.
Oh my God.
Bring in more tequila.
And, listening to another podcast, just giving you all a little scoop, because I know our listeners love these scoops that we give you. It has been confirmed that Coors Light was a sponsor for the wedding, and also Four Loko.
Oh, really?
Is a sister company of Coors Light. They own it, and that's why it was at the Bachelorette.
Got it.
So, you little sneaks.
Did we talk about the Summer House guy last week and how he says that they do pay?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, we are, like, I'm sure some of the, you know, obviously lighting, lodging, food for sure, because they have to feed the crew.
The food looked amazing at the reception. Like, everything, I was impressed by the way everything looked. And my favorite thing was the lighting. The lighting was amazing. I thought it looked so, I loved the, like, the back lighting, like, along the trees, and then I loved the little lights, you know, above them.
I like the lights and the flowers hanging from the trees and the lighting.
Yeah.
Probably the best part was Lisa getting Peter to make Stassi bring her a plate of food.
That was
the best part of probably the wedding.
Like, I just want to know, does Lisa come up with that shit on her own, or does someone feed her? There's a lot of servers around here. Someone get me a plate.
Yeah.
And I want it to be Stassi.
She doesn't want to stand in a buffet line. Like, who does?
It was amazing. and then Peter, like, babysat Stassi in the buffet line. To make sure she didn't spit.
And he, like, I would almost think, like, I don't know, earlier seasons, Peter used to always seem kind of desperate. And, like, you know, we've met him and he was clearly, like, kind of lurchy onto Michaela. And,
like a player.
Grabbing her ass and, like, desperate for, like, girls. But now it's just, like, remember he like, really hesitated on kissing her in New Orleans?
Yeah, he seems a little repulsed by her.
She's like, me and Peter forever. And he's like, oh.
he's like, bye. Yeah, he's a girl, bye.
Nervous laughter and, like, had no interest in that. So good for you, Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
For growing up. While they're doing this, it does pan over to Sheena eating alone. And then you can zoom in and see Shay in the corner at the end of the table. Alone.
Opposite ends of, like, let's just for, since we're on a podcast, it's like a picnic table. She's at one end. He is all the way at the other end, looking away from the cameras.
Yeah.
He is done, and just humiliating her. I mean, he could not be more of a dick.
I definitely think he has been avoiding the camera, like with a pillow last week on his face. And now he keeps trying to look away and not be in shots. Like, he's done with the filming. I don't think he likes any of the people, because he kind of said that later. Like, I don't want anyone, any of those people involved. But I definitely think he was, there's something that he knows people are going to notice or see, especially people with experience. So I think he was trying to avoid the cameras.
Yeah, well, we can get into this at later too, but there was a major truth to something that he said, which I thought he nailed on the head, which I think is true. But we'll get into that. Okay, this is what I need help with. So in the next part, they're at the reception. Everyone's clinking their glasses, like kiss, kiss. And they pan over to Jax and Ariana, who are, you know, sitting there, you know, completing their duties for the reception or whatever. And Jax is like, oh, I ripped my pants. There's no dick room in these pants. And Ariana said that she needed an extra panel put into her pants
for extra dick room. Like,
okay. Can someone explain to us what this means? I mean, I understand they need more room in the crotch.
But why would she?
And are men's pants tight in that area? Like, I'm
probably trying to, like, say, like, I need extra room. I'm so big. But, like, I didn't, when she was saying it, it wasn't like she was telling a joke or trying to be funny. She was saying, yeah, I had to ask for an extra panel, like, are it you was, trying to be funny?
Yeah, or? The way that she delivered it, so matter of fact, threw me off to where I'm like, what's dick room? Do I need dick room in my pants? Like, I was so confused.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. It was just weird.
Yeah. Okay, so T. Sandy goes and he kneels by Lisa, and he's like, Lisa, you know, I just wanted to tell you that was so beautiful, such a beautiful ceremony. Okay, wait, I have to go back for 1 second. When T. Sandy wiped his eyes on that dog, like you guys have all been seeing on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, the GIFs are going around with, you know, of that clip. Take a look at the way his hair streaks coordinate with that dog's fur. He like he leans his head down to like wipe the tear, and there's like a subtle like 7 strands of the streak. It's beautiful. It's like he is an artistic genius with his with his hair and just the whole look. And I have to say, his whole look is just growing on me. And I was a little upset when I saw that he cut it off for the reunion. I don't know.
Well, I'm happy, so
I mean, I'm gonna have to get used to it, but maybe that's what Lisa wanted for Tom. I don't know.
Yeah, to look more professional.
Yeah,
it's not exactly like a trendy look that he's doing. It's just a weird, unique. It's a sexy, unique look.
Yeah. So, but Pumpers, we are going to Sir for sure in the next 2 weeks. We swear. And we are going to go and scout out the new TomTom location and snap you guys some exclusive photos of it and see where it is, what it is, what's going on.
What this project status is.
Yeah. And if it really is around the block. And we will for sure take pictures in the alley. And we'll hide wine in the bathroom. I mean, any other requests, 805 Vander 8, let us know. We're down for anything.
So I liked when Lisa was talking to T. Sandy, and she's like, do you ever think about marrying Ariana? And he is like, it was really cute because he's just like nodding. Like, he was like, yes.
Yeah, and it like did a, like a little shrug, like a little unsure like boy that's like, do you like the girl? Check yes or no. And he was like, shrugs and then checks yes.
He totally wants to, and he wants to have kids. Unfortunately, she not only doesn't know she wants to get married, but she has stated, even last week, she was tweeting about still not wanting kids, like, ever, which I get, but, like, he does, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah. And then I really, you know, Lisa can be really hard on all of the kids, the 30-year-old kids on this show. And I like that she took the time to let Sandoval know that he's appreciated, that he is the best bartender that they've had. She appreciates that he's been there for 10 years. And,
shit together. He's very organized.
She says, you know, I've had 33 restaurants, and You know, I've only had a partner for one of them, and I wanted to let you know, what do you think about, you know, starting a partnership? And he's like, I don't even know what to say. It was like a really special moment that I felt like he really deserved.
Until Schwartzy ruined it.
Oh,
later.
My God. Yeah. So she's like, you know, you don't have to tell me right now. Think about it. And so he walks away, and you could tell he's just like wants to like jump up and down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as he's walking away, Sheena is looking through the crowd.
She's
for
like, where's Shay? Has anyone seen Shay?
Anyone see my husband?
Yeah. Poor Sheena.
So next we have possibly the best part of the wedding, that the tears started flowing for me at this part more than anything.
Bert and Billy.
Yeah. When Bert and Billy gave their toast. So we start with Billy, triplet number one. And he's like, you know, I just wanted to let, you know, you guys are just both so beautiful, and you're going to have beautiful kids because you're both beautiful. And I mean, Billy, I don't know how drunk you were, but that's a little bit of a stretch to say they're both beautiful. I don't know. Like, it's...
And that's all he had to say for a moment. And then Bert came on and...
Yeah, Bert just said, you know, that they're blessed and super sweet. Like, they are just like the... And I felt like Katie and Tom were sitting there kind of like scared for what each of them were going to say, but they were, they're harmless. They're so sweet.
Yeah,
and
they were totally good.
And it was amazing what they said.
They were super scared that Billy went up for number two, and they're like, everyone's like, no, you already went. No, no. It's like, well, if Brandon doesn't want to go, then let him take that spot.
Yeah. So Billy goes up and he's got his little beer can in his hand with his shirt untucked. And he's like, well, I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but, you know, you're both like so cool. And
Tom, you're a pimp. No, you're a pimp. And everyone's like, oh. And he's like, well, no, you're not a pimp, but you used to be a pimp. It's like, what?
And they're like, and he's like, and thanks, Jax, for flying us out. And they're like,
no, he said, thanks, Sandoval, for everything. He's like, this wouldn't have happened without Sandoval. Thanks, Sandoval. And then he goes, oh, and Jax, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was the best part. I love that.
And then,
because you know it really was Sandoval.
Yeah. And then Schwartzy is like, Billy, come hug me, Bubba. Billy, come hug me.
Yeah, because
get off the mic. Get off the mic. Come hug me. Yeah. Hug me.
Billy, brother.
Come on. Bring it in. You're drunk, bro. That was a little tea, Sandy and Schwartzy.
Bro.
Yeah. Nice. Dude, that was good. Dude, bro.
Right. Then they have Stassi like, oh, they're married, her thing. It's really fucking cool. It's like, that's a great toast.
Yeah.
Really well thought out, eloquent, AF.
Yeah. So T. Sandy, you know, he does his speech and his timing is amazing. His delivery is amazing. You know, he's like, you know, I am just not a fan of Schwartz. Said nobody ever.
And it was like crickets.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh.
You got us.
Oh, T. Sandy. And then Stassi's speech is basically like, will you take care of me forever?
Yeah.
Promise.
Back to me.
Don't leave me.
It's like a newscaster. They're like, okay, Tom, back to you. It's like Stassi's like, okay, everyone, back to me.
Remember, you guys, I'm single. I'm single as fuck. So probably the next wedding won't be mine, but can everyone feel sorry that it isn't me right now?
Right.
Oh, God. And this is at this point I wrote on my paper, classy wedding, because the F-bomb is just being dropped by Billy, Bert, Billy, T. Sandy, Stassi, and just in ways that,
like, thanks for the fucking awesome
speeches. In kind of like a lazy way. Like, you know, a comedian would say those F-bombs were lazy, just not necessary.
Right. It is true. And it's like, you didn't spend any time putting actual words together. Even if you wanted to be funny, you just think about it for a few minutes. So instead, you just throw that out there just because people will laugh because you said that word.
Yeah. So then Katie, Katie like can't be left out on her own wedding. So she's like, hey guys, let's fucking party.
Fucking party. She's like, married as fuck.
She's like, let's fucking party. Like, why does she get, like, anytime, like Katie's ready to party or she wants to, like, have everyone like her, her voice gets so deep. She's like, let's dance.
He's going to rail on my girlfriend. I'm going to watch rail.
Let's eat tacos. I'm hungry. Get me out of this dress.
The worst, most disappointing moment of this entire show. I just can't believe the editors fucked this up. Because you know it happened. You know it happened when they're doing the stupid little cake thing and it's getting awkward. And he runs away, of course. And so she's still, fuck this, I'm still cutting this cake. I'm like, oh, please. Editors, do what you do best. Please let her pick up a giant piece and hurl it into her mouth. Entire slice in one bite. Please, please give us what
there,
we need.
There, no one was eating that cake. I want to hear from someone at the wedding. Did anyone eat it? And like, Dylan's candy bar should be pissed right now. I did not see one candy placement. Jar. Did you?
No.
Yeah, Dylan's
someone
candy bar.
I forgot the jars.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Someone's carrying around a bag right now. Like, yeah, some
someone's like sugar-free candy or candy corn. Anyone? So then, Dylan's candy bar didn't get a plug, but Harbor Party, the musical band that we had, they got tons of shots.
It's really funny. Like, I don't know why they're wearing like sailor hats. Well, because they're called Harbor Party, and they're like, it's so unique and random. I'm like, you mean like Captain and Tennille?
It's like, it's so them? It's so crazy. Like, they're not a band. No, I don't. It's not a band that you.
Do you know love will keep us together?
Yeah. That's yes. Them. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I know that.
All right.
It's so crazy. Harbor Party, they have music you can dance to and they're like a band.
Yeah, and they have like hats.
And it's like fun. And yeah. And what did you think about Katie and Schwartzy's dance that like they only had one lesson?
We know that because they both viciously tweeted that all night. Can you believe it? Not too shabby. Only one lesson. And then he's
I have to say,
great dancing, huh? Only one lesson.
I got really nervous when they were doing the dips and Katie was really leaning down on him and it looked like he was going to topple over.
No, when he was leaning to the side and she was leaning against him, I was like, oh
shoot. Timber.
Jesus. Yeah, Timber. And like the slow war movie music plays again and like the hair chopper, like that's probably like the ambulance chopper up above hovering, and Sandoval in slow motion is running to catch him and he's like, Tom! That's how it should have ended, a chopper bringing him to the hospital because he fell over and she toppled on top of him.
I mean, Katie and Tom only needed one dance lesson and Sheena and Shay only needed one
therapy session.
Yeah totally makes sense. So again, yeah, the dancing, whatever, the cake, okay.
Jackson, Brittany, and this another like real teaser. I know we're gonna be fooled, and of course he does it. And I say to Holly, I'm like, you know, this is just a joke. Because even if he's gonna say that, he's not gonna. Well, we know they're still together. A, B, he's not gonna. Well, Jax might actually pick this night, this moment to like ruin everything. But it's like just bad filler. Like, do you really think we're gonna fall for this? Like, Brittany, it's just not working out with us. And she's just like, huh?
Yeah, like everyone's getting to exercise their acting muscle in these scenes because it's like, all right, like they're probably like on the little mega horn. They're like, Jax, Brittany, please report over to the filming area located to the side of the reception where we've had all of you stand. Please, where the lighting's good, step over. And then so Brittany comes over in her gladiator shoes, sandals, and she's like, huh? Jax, what are you talking about? I will kill you.
I will cut your balls off right here with my Hooters knife.
Yeah, I am from Kentucky, and we do not play. And
we don't play with players. You better commit.
And then he drops the bomb. He's like, you know, marriage for us is going to happen. Like, what? That is so fucking romantic, Jax.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. There is
just wait till I'm ready, okay?
Yeah. Just wait. And she's like beaming. She's like so happy she can't even see straight. But I get the feeling she locked that sentence down a long time ago because she has been having her head high for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think after the sunglass thing, she like was like, that's it.
Yeah, I'm solid.
Yeah,
like I'm good. Locked down because he owes me. But you know, she is one that I'll say is rushing it more than even Kristen, because when we saw them at the Hyatt pool and Holly bought them shots because it was Jax's birthday, Brittany had moved here 3 days ago.
Yes.
So, and they were doing periscoping in the pool and we were like swimming next to them and they're like answering questions and Brittany's like, I don't know, they're kind of joking back and forth and he said something about like settling down. She's like, well, I hope it helps you settle down because, you know, we need to settle down real quick and whatever. And I was just like, you just moved here.
Yeah,
girl.
She had a lot of nerve. Calm like she had her eye on the prize, dude. Like, yeah. Props to Brittany. I don't. Yeah. Can you imagine what Stassi will do if they get married before her, or what Kristen?
Oh, please,
Kristen
make it happen.
was desperate AF too. I would actually put Kristen above Stassi in the desperate arena of this episode.
Yeah.
So Kristen is trying on a ring and Lisa has the nerve to ask Katie as they're like, you know, messing around after the wedding. She's like, so when's the baby? Like, dear Lord, it's her wedding night. Like, calm down. Like, why don't you go ask Pandy that? Oh, wait, but she is pregnant.
Pandy is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The other thing with the cake was when they were like messing around and like Tom puts it on her nose. And Sandoval's like, dude, like, look it off her nose. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. And it's like Schwartz was so grossed out. He's like, oh, no, I'm not a nose guy. Like, ew. Like, he would never lick frosting off Katie's nose. It was like, okay, that's awkward.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame him in that. Like, I would think that's gross, too.
Yeah.
But you don't.
But the fact that.
Would you say that on Katie? Like,
no, that's the thing.
It's you like, wouldn't embarrass your partner.
You don't have to do it. But when someone called you out for not doing it, then you kind of got to do it. Or you got to come up with a better line.
Or go up and, like, kiss her on the lips and then smudge it off with your finger.
Totally.
You know, like, grab her by the face, you know, so you're covering every. And then it's, ha, ha, ha. You know, like, I love you. Or, yeah, he's just. He always.
And then put it on his own nose.
Again,
or something.
Like if we think back to the main thing that Katie's been bitching about this whole season, it's that he doesn't have her back. That's not having her back right there. And that's having his own and being like, guys, like, is that weird? I'm not into noses.
I'm not a nose guy. And the
is that
like,
weird that
she should just dip her whole foot in the cake? Yum.
Yeah. Is that weird that, like, I expect her to wipe her own nose? Bubba?
Bubba, are you okay with that?
Bubba, do you want to wake up? Do you want to wake up at 2 a.m. together, Bubba?
Well, they didn't because he said
we can eat.
She went to bed into their cottage, and he went to bed on the patio of the main house.
Yeah, super romantic.
So it's not too late to get an annulment because there was no consummation. It probably still isn't consummated.
Yeah, seriously. So. Then we have Sheena still looking for Shay. And so in the meantime, she's like, where's my husband? And so she is like, well, let's take a shot. She takes a shot with Stassi's mom and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's like if she expects Shay to be sober, blah, 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 blah. It does suck that everyone else can party but him.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see her even take a shot because I feel like sometimes she's so strict with her damn diet that she won't even do that. So it was good to see her having fun. Next we have Tom Sandoval and Ariana having a conversation. And he's telling her, you know, Lisa just bought a place and she wants me to be her partner. And Tom just like pours his heart out. He's like, you know, I just want to tell you that no one has ever been worthy of like me even wanting to reproduce, but I want to reproduce with you. Yeah. And it was like the most awkward way to say it. But it was, I mean, if tears were going to come again, it was T. Sandy that was bringing them.
Yeah.
It was a very... touching scene. And
then he told her about like Lisa's idea and she was so happy for him and proud of him, but we think at the same time it was kind of like Sandoval's reaction when Ariana was doing the cocktail book and the cocktail book video shoot. He was kind of like, oh, that's so awesome, but like, what about me? So I think it was kind of like a double-edged sword for her. She was super happy for him and his future, but she was kind of like, God, I feel like a loser in my life, which I think comes out when we go to the scene with her and Stassi in a few minutes. But
yeah, yeah, totally. I could totally see that in her eyes, too. Just like a little bit. She's so happy for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a little bit of like, shit.
Yeah.
But
that's how he was when she was doing her cocktail.
You know, he's like asking her in like the most humble way possible. He's like, can we get married at some point? And, you know, Ariana's like, I'm not going to shoot him down. But I mean, you can tell she definitely wants to make him happy. But she also is, you know, staying true to herself and answering honestly every time, which I think that's what he loves about her. And, yeah, super cute scene between them two. Again, Sheena is like, where's Shay? And it was like a freaking
peekaboo moment.
Yeah, it was like he was like, it's all peekaboo. And like the camera like zooms around like a tree and like he like peeks his head around.
I think that's as close as the cameras could get to him. It had to be like that shot and they had to surprise him. Because he'd be like, ah.
I actually had to like double take to make sure that it wasn't Brandon or Bert or whatever the other one's name is, because his shirt was untucked.
Yeah.
He looked just like he was scruffy. Done. Yeah, just. He is just so over it.
Then Lisa with Sandoval and they call Schwartz over to talk about Tom Tom. And it was really kind of sad for me because Lisa's like, you know, she continues on with Sandoval and he's like all smiles. He's so pumped. And she's like, well, really, you know, we need someone with like personality and warm that everybody likes and is lighthearted. And he's nodding and smiling like, he thinks she's talking about him. And she's like, so what do you think about Schwartz being that person? And instantly, like, his smile, like, drops. And he's like, well, I would like to be that person.
Well, I'm confused. When did Sandoval not become likable? I know this season has been hard because he hasn't got a lot of time to do anything. I mean, other than his hair people comment on, but he's not done anything unlikable.
No, he's more likable this season than any other season.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I would rather
Schwartz
look
is
at...
very dislikable this yes, season.
I would rather look at T. Sandy's face over Schwartz's face 100 million times. Like, for some reason, ever since Schwartz dressed as a woman, his face is so fugly to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like long.
I can't get past the Bubba voice and the just the extreme. I mean, obviously Sandoval's extreme metro, but I don't know. There's just.
But he's buff. He takes care of himself.
He balances out his manliness with his feminine side. Where Schwartz, between his personality being so weak and spineless and fishy, then his voice is the same way and he dresses the same way. And he's just like.
He reminds me of a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Just. Yeah. Like floating around,
or like, a dainty, like a dead dandelion. When you blow and the poof goes out, he's like the poof.
Yeah, yeah. But, and like talk about like looks not lasting. I don't know if his are gonna. I think he had boyish charm, but it'll be interesting to see him turn into a man. And clearly, I don't think he's turning into a man because
30 years.
Yeah.
35.
And again,
years.
Like T. Sandy just knows how to handle things. Like he's respectful to Lisa. This is why Lisa likes him. Yeah. They start the conversation, and he's like, Lisa, I am so honored that you ever even thought of me for this. And then. You know, Schwartzy comes around the corner,
total opposite.
Belligerent.
It's like, no, no, I can't have that pressure, that responsibility.
Yeah, so they tell him, and rather than being like, you know, first he interrupts, and he's like, oh, what did he say? Oh, they're like, we got a place around the corner from Sir, and Lisa's thinking of, you know, having us be, wait, what? Like, he starts interrupting, like, he can't even finish what he's saying, and he's like, you don't want me at the bar. Like, no, no one wants you at the bar. Like, that's not, like, just listen for a second.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I can't. That's too much pressure. And poor T. Sandy is sitting there with like his mouth open, shocked that,
yeah.
I mean, he potentially could be ruining T. Sandy's chance.
Right. He's like, hey, but they're going to call it Tom Tom. And that's when Schwartz really freaked out. He's like, no, Lisa, this is your business. You can't rely on me. I'm flaky. I can't take the pressure. Which is right. You know what? You guys should listen to him because he knows himself very well.
Yeah. Do you think that when you asked the question on Watch What Happens Live that he was itching to like reveal this part of the show to be like, well, actually, there's going to be a Tom Tom or I wonder if he really is going to decline the opportunity.
Probably, because that's probably why Andy said it was lame. He's like, dude, you had this. I think Andy stopped respecting Schwartz too this season.
Oh my God. He's super annoyed with him. I didn't see Andy at the wedding. Did you?
No. Why wouldn't they have shown him?
That's weird.
Or maybe he just sent the gift. I know he got a gift, but
yeah.
Like when he said, you know, yeah, that was lame or whatever. Andy's probably thinking, you idiot. Lisa Vanderpump, my golden goose, just laid a massive opportunity on your lap for nothing. No sweat off your back. You are a fucking idiot. And I feel like he probably turns it down and then it just irritates the shit out of Andy, and so he just has no patience for him. However, I can say I'm accepting because they need to be relevant to stay on the show.
Yeah.
And then Katie's probably like, you better do it. I need a baby. And we have to stay on the show, Schwartz.
Yeah. She's like, it's my turn to stay at home while you go to work.
Yeah.
And she did get in there. Katie did get in there. Well, I don't want to be a pregnant person working at Sir.
Yep. So I think Lisa did this for Katie, not actually for Schwartz. I think this is her little gift to Katie.
I think so, too. And I just, you know, I usually agree with a lot of Lisa's decisions, but I am not seeing her vision with what she sees in Schwartz at all. If she is going off of people's opinion of women saying that they like Schwartz, so she's like thinking T. Sandy could appeal to
he's going to charm them. It's like, no.
Yeah. And T. Sandy's going to get the Metro people to come in and Schwartz is going to charm us all to. There's no way I'd be coming in to deal with Schwartz.
No. I think he'd be better with Jax.
Yes. That I would go. But we did talk about the drama would just be endless because T. Sandy's type A personality and Schwartz's laziness, spineless.
Yeah, it would never work in the front of the house to be able to handle customer service and clientele and like figuring shit out. Like
he's no Peter.
No, I mean, he's no anybody. He's no Lala or Katie O'Malley.
Like, I'd rather have Max be the face of Tom Tom. It should be called Tom Max. Max
Tom. Because he might not be that personal, but I bet he would get the tables straight. He'd get people seated. He'd make sure shit happened.
I have a million-dollar idea right now.
Tom Max?
Why doesn't Lisa lease another space and open up a restaurant called The Max? And, you know, recreate.
Should be called The Max Factor.
Yeah. And it's all about Max and just his attitude of just being, you know, quiet and just, you know.
Like the broody East Hollywood, Silver Lake, Los Angeles. Yes. Like the emo gothy, like.
You know, make it like, cool like vegan food and like, you know, green juice and shit like that. Not saying that that looks like what Max drinks, but yeah, it would be like that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And I would buy everything that said The Max Factor. Tom Tom, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
But T. Sandy, we're excited for you. That's such a great, I hope that Schwartzy doesn't F this up for you. So the next scene we have is Stassi and Ariana. And
she's like, first of all, Ariana Snapchatting and Stassi literally skips over. And she's like, why don't you ever put me in your Snapchat? And then Aria tries to be funny again. She's like, well, my phone died.
Which was, again, like, It was funny, but we had to play it a couple times because we were like, what is she saying, like, exactly?
That okay. I got that. But then it was like, she said something after that. She's like, well, if I said my phone died, what's your question to that answer? Like,
what? And I honestly think that Stassi didn't understand it either because she's like, huh? That's mean. Just because she's like, I think that's mean. So,
right. Yeah, she's usually, when she's trying to be witty, there's usually a mean undertone. So she just took her bets and
yeah, she's like that's mean.
It's probably mean.
And Ariana once again just nodded. She's like, yes, it is mean. Like, okay. And she's like, you know what, Stassi? Like, I can't even spare a minute. You know, from work, you know, to friendships, like all these things. She's like, I'm doing the best I can. And she actually teared up a little bit, which was so surprising. We haven't seen this from Ariana ever. And rather than in the moment, Stassi was very nice. She was comforting.
For one brief second, I was like, oh, she's being cool. And I think she's just so relieved to see that Ariana's human, that she can really appreciate her and relate to her in this moment. But that moment only lasted for a moment.
Yeah. And, you know, she says that she's stressed out about her cocktail cookbook and she just feels like, you know,
she's 30 and what's she got going on in her life and where's it going? And I mean, she's just, yeah, that's why I think the news of Sandoval just kind of hit her. Like, first of all, he's me like, too. He wants to get married and have kids. Well, you know, she's probably really upset about that too, because she doesn't want either of those things, but she also doesn't want to lose him.
Right.
So like, that's a tough spot. Then this partnership thing probably made her feel like, where am I going in life? And then Stassi comes at her and it was just like,
it kind of sucks too, how Lisa was like, you're the best bartender.
Yeah.
You know, which is what his argument was to her.
About the cookbook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cookbook. But okay, so when I said it only lasted a moment, that's because we panned to Stassi's confessional. And she is all smiles. She is gloating. She is the happiest camper in the world. And she's like, I got her to crack. I knew I could do it. I'm so proud of myself. I cracked Ariana.
Yeah, and she's like saying to her face, she's like, it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to not be a perfect human being sometimes. Yeah. And then she's gloating like off to this. Yeah, it was.
And like, she was solely responsible for her cracking. Like, I don't think anything you did or said caused that to Ariana. I think Sheena could have come up and said, hey, do you want a cupcake? And Ariana would have probably started crying.
Yeah. Did you, since you saw this scene where they kind of had a moment, well, let's finish the scene. So so then she's like, nobody can be, you know, great all the time. They're comforting each other. And she's like, see, like, you like me. And what did she say? She's like, I still want to kill you, or I still could kill you.
Yeah, I still could kill you. And she's like, oh, I love that. How would you do it? And she's like, very slowly, because it would have to be painful.
To make it hurt.
Yeah.
And then they kind of bonded over that. It was cute. And then they said, hashtag murder for life. But like, murder number 4.
L-Y-F-E.
See, we are the same. But after seeing them kind of share that moment, are you surprised that Ariana blasted Stassi about the race thing?
No, because I think we see a lot coming up in the reunion. I saw a couple previews. So I think a lot more happens. So just because you have one nice moment with someone, I think it was Ariana probably was drinking, so she was more sensitive, and then all those other things. And then she, you know, to see Stassi gloat like this, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But I think a lot has happened between, after, you know, during the reunion, even though they all say they ended okay, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I'm sure was said that while you said, okay, fine, let's just move on, it's still going to irritate you.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so then we have Kristen and Carter like walking back to the cabins, I guess, and she made the creepiest comment, and I couldn't clearly make out what Carter said.
We replayed it. So he grabbed her and they like embrace and he's like, tonight's the night. And she goes, I'm not ovulating. No. So, I'm not ovulated.
That is so I mean, that is disgusting. First of all, who says that when they're about to get intimate with their partner? Even if you know that, or if you are like, yeah, that is just like,
you're not engaged, you're not married, like, wow.
Unless they are using, they're tracking her fertility to not have a pregnancy, and that's their form of birth control.
But she said it in an annoyed voice that she wasn't. She's like, oh, I'm not ovulated or whatever.
Yeah.
She sounded annoyed that she wasn't.
Yeah, so it was really bizarre. Just desperation in the air, dude. Yeah.
Desperation.
So then we have the boys kind of sitting out there, and they're like, should we hug it out? I don't know. Is that weird to hug it out?
Should we just hug it out? We've been doing a lot of hugging. Because
I feel like you guys all did a lot for me, guys, and we did it. We got me married.
And then, like, Sandoval's like, you fucked my girlfriend, dude. Her bro to Jax, and Jax is like, it was an accident.
Like, how do you accidentally have, like,
twice. And then Sandoval's
your
like,
penis
y'all,
go into someone.
An accident three times. He's like, It wasn't three. It was two.
Yeah, that was funny. And then Stassi and Katie have their moment. And they're like, remember 6 years ago we were, like, sitting on the carpet, like, Pinteresting. And then Tom came home and I'm like, don't look, Bubba.
See, that's what was 6 years ago. They were already together. So, yeah, it has been 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then they do the couple's montage and then the shot of Stassi sitting alone.
Oh, well, and then she says, she, like, looks into Katie's eyes and she's like, what's it like to have someone love you that much? And it's like, well, Stassi, why don't you rewatch the season and see how much he loves her?
Right.
And then ask yourself what that is like.
Fucking bitch. I'm not marrying you, bitch.
I think you know exactly what it's like. And that's why you got out of the relationships you were in. So you're okay, Stassi. Yeah. So then, yeah, they do like this little... well, first they're like, here's our marriage certificate, Lisa, and you can see it's like official AF. It says Katie Maloney Schwartz. See, it's real. We really are married, right, Lisa? And so she signs their like little wedding certificate, and she is wearing another dress that I mean, that must suck to have bought a dress and do an outfit change for it to be on film for 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, like she wasn't dancing in that or anything.
Yeah.
But
And didn't you think it was strange how quickly they cleared everyone out of there? It's like they're pulling the linens off the tables.
While everyone was still dancing. Well, I know why, because I read it when Schwartz was like, oh, we are also hungover, but we had to get out of there. And that's when he said he slept outside, but in the morning he went to help Katie pack. He says, he's like, we had to be out of there by a strict noon because there was another wedding coming in. I guess a Thursday wedding coming in like for that afternoon. So that's probably why they were pulling the linens and the candles while people were still like partying.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, cause it looked like the ceremony was like at sunset. And by the time, I would say...
like that staff is like pulling linens.
Yeah, like 3 hours after maybe or something. Like it just seemed like they called it kind of an early night. Maybe it just seemed like that. But yeah, it was really strange.
Well, while we're talking about Katie, this wasn't in the episode, but it was part of what we were talking about last week and that other caller about the triplets. And you know how like they didn't really answer it. Tom was like, you know, we didn't really have the budget. And then she asked about the flowers. He's like, that was Katie. And then Katie said, I was so busy focused on my own thing. I could not take on any other thoughts. And plus, I had to fly my own family in. So neither one of them like own it. And they never said, oh, we offered, but they said no. So then later, after Katie got so much heat about that, a couple days later, she tweeted, we did offer to fly the triplets in. They said, no, you can't force people to do things. People. She was all angry. But then Schwartz or Jax was talking on the Daily Dish, which is Bravo's recap blog or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it was like quoted. And he's like, yeah, no, we wanted to do that because, you know, it was never in the budget for Tom and Katie to do it. Like, you know, so we wanted to do it. Like, okay, what is it, Katie? Did you offer?
Well, Well, you know, that's funny because I was just listening to another podcast that Pumpers, I will shout out this podcast once I finish listening to it because it is so, I told Sarah I was pumped about it, Pumpers. But these people who are very close to Tom and Katie, the other person on the podcast was slamming on them saying, why the hell did they spend so much money? It's so absurd and ridiculous and kind of unbelievable that they're on a show and that amount is thrown around like wink, wink. We don't believe it.
Yeah.
And the friend of theirs was very defensive and he's like, here's the deal. You know, it's their day. It's what they wanted to do. And she's like, yeah, but why not take that $50,000 and put it maybe towards a down payment of a house or something like that? And he goes, it's no scratch off their back. I don't know how else to say that, but they are not doing bad financially.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was like a little arrogant to say.
Yeah.
And the girl fired right back and was like, really? Because I did not get that. I don't get the feeling that they're doing so well that they could drop like 50. Yeah.
A West Hollywood apartment. Yeah. Whereas this girl has a house in Newport Beach.
Right. Yeah. So she's calling them out. And I thought,
yeah,
you know, and this is from another person who also lives in an apartment. So they just don't judge things the same way that maybe a settled down person does with children, like, you know.
They got a new car and everything.
Yeah, they're like, they have a lease. I think they're doing okay, you know. Katie got a new Range Rover just like Lala. I think she's doing okay.
So anyways, my point is I think Katie lied. She tweeted and she didn't realize she would get caught. She didn't realize people read articles and listen to other blogs and podcasts and like, okay, so I guess we just caught you in a lie. So I asked her to clarify and ask Schwartz and they just don't. So it's like they tweet out whatever they think will get them off the hook and then whether it's true or not. Because if they really did, why wouldn't you have said that many times either on Andy or in all these other venues that you've been doing like podcasts and blogs and interviews. Why wouldn't you say, no, we really wanted to, we asked them early on, they checked with work and they weren't going to be able to get off work, like say that.
I would have there's a reason why they're not saying that, because it must be able to come, someone in their life must be mad about it. Like I'm wondering if maybe the sister or something, because if that were me, I would just lie about it and say, of course we asked them.
Yeah.
Jax and T. Sandy must have just been more convincing and they went along with it for a gift for them. You know, that makes sense. But someone in their life must have the real story and they're scared that they are possibly going to say, that's not the truth at all. And here's a text message to prove it.
Yeah, because if they couldn't get off work with 3 months advance notice, but suddenly they can get off work with like 3 days notice. That
it was seems too a much fishy. Of a it was too much of an embarrassing moment on Watch What Happens. Yeah. To like it was
he
clear.
Totally passed it to Katie.
Yes,
to take that bullet,
and she did not swallow that well. Like it was like ooh, like it was it was a total jolt of a.
What were the vows, Tom? Do you promise to have Katie's back? No.
Yeah. And Katie, do you promise to give ultimatums to the family? Like, hey, just don't come. Like I don't know. And yeah. I sensed tension amongst his family towards her. I just did.
Yeah.
So then, like Sarah mentioned, like we have the montage of them just going to each couple, like Jax and Brittany are making out, dancing, you know, totally drunk. And then Carter and Kristen are just making out. And Tom and Ariana are, I don't know. And then we go to Sheena and Shay, and they actually are kissing too. He's in like his tie-dye shirt, so he got up for that scene.
Yeah.
And then there's Stassi sitting, and she...
Single AF.
She's single AF, not sitting there with Rachel. Rachel got cut out of that scene too.
That is such a good point, because there was like three other bridesmaids too. Like, I don't know if they're all single, but I know a couple of them are.
You know, like she... Right. And so that's kind of how it ends. So it
is her best friend, like she's the one that
her ride or die
posted with her today in that offensive tweet. Like, come on, they rode up together to the wedding. Like, oh really, you're just sitting there by yourself all night?
Yeah. So then we have the magical letters come through on our screen that say 3 months later, .. And Sheena's in her little black, like, Nissan, and she is like, "Hi, Lisa, it's me, Sheena, and sorry I'm late. I've just had, you know, the worst morning, but I'll be there in a second." And she's like, pulls in 0.5 seconds later.
Like, why would you even call and leave that message?
And so she rolls into Lisa's house, which, like, just, like, it's like every time I think I've, like, I'm overseeing how beautiful her house is, it's like more beautiful. It's just like, it's all like, right,
the pool's bluer and there's more flowers.
Like, I would be suicidal rolling in there too. Like, I mean, Sheena was already upset. So she's like, "Hi." So she's like, "There's, you know, a lot of," what'd she say? "There's a lot of things going on about Shay." And right away, Lisa just goes in. She's like, "Well, there's been rumblings, Sheena. I've heard rumblings." And she just does not let Sheena off the hook. But basically, Sheena says, you know, things just, you know, aren't good. I think he's using drugs again. And, you know, he hasn't come home for 6 days. But then she kept reiterating, like, this has only happened in the last 2 weeks. Like, right. This is like,
this wasn't happening all summer.
Yeah, this was the last 2 weeks. And then she's like, "So you guys are, like, totally happy and connected." And she's like, "He never comes home." You're like, "But you just said it was 2 weeks."
Yeah, why would you in 2 weeks jump to divorce lawyer? Like, no, yes, it was happening this summer. Yeah, you're probably trying to cover your bases a little bit.
Sheena, like, our heart goes out to you. Like, I mean, you would never know how to handle something like this. I would think you are psycho if you did know how to handle this. But
you're not moving to a divorce meeting after 2 weeks of weird behavior.
Yeah, for sure. That's a little fast. I mean, we could see that something was up, and the producers were trolling you. It was really mean what they did this season. I feel bad for you, and I feel bad for Shay too. So let me get into why I feel bad for Shay.
Yeah, I feel bad for both of them too.
He made a comment. So she ends up meeting up with Shay and they have a conversation. He comes home and you made a good point. So after he emptied her bank account, he agreed to come film, which I wonder if that was just like, "You motherfucker, you finish this up right now." Yeah. We aren't even filming right now, but the film crew is coming to our house. So you get your ass home, because they weren't filming during this.
Yeah, if you did something like that, then good for him for bucking up.
And I would say out of the two of us recently, probably I'm like the more the person who uses prescription drugs more than Sarah.
I've never used a prescription drug.
You've never had Adderall or Okay. So I am 100%.
I had no dose in high school.
Oh my God. Okay. So I am the expert in this area.
I've taken real drugs.
Okay.
Wait. I guess prescription drugs are real drugs. So I should say I've taken it.
When she called out that the drug that he was potentially abusing was Adderall, I literally burst out laughing, because that's like saying he took Advil. Like, are you shitting me? Like, to me, I'm sorry. Yeah. Even if you snort Adderall, which I have, it does. It's like in high school. I mean, I took it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like the only, I wouldn't I've taken even Adderall have that for reaction. Years. Yeah, that's, I won't, I don't hear about or think about people abusing that in like the I'm a drug addict sense. Yeah, people abuse it. Well, and but then, unless maybe you're snorting and melting and burning it.
And then she tried to catch him. She's like, "How do you stay up all night?" Well, duh, Adderall. It's basically like coke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I, like, what is that also, maybe that's why he lost weight? Yeah. Maybe he did have an Adderall problem, but I don't know if that's a problem. It makes you concentrate. Is that a problem, Sheena? He wasn't concentrating on you.
Yeah, you always hear about the problems being the OxyContin and the
Vicodin, like, and you know, things like that that really are habit forming and like really do something to your brain chemistry. But anyways, I mean, I'm sure that people do have Adderall issues, but I was just a little, when it'd be like, he smokes weed. Like, a lot of people don't consider that like a hardcore drug. Like, I don't consider Adderall a hardcore drug. I mean, I can't wait
to hear either.
I can't wait to hear what Chad thinks of this, because whoa.
I wouldn't either. I've never even taken a Xanax. I don't even know what that does to you, but I've never taken anything, but I don't consider Adderall or anything like that. Like, only if you're like seriously abusing it, like melting and shooting or snorting, I think is probably an issue. But
have you ever taken an Ambien?
No.
Oh.
I've taken a Tylenol PM. Is it like that?
No, Ambien is freaking crazy. Like, crazy. I did some crazy shit on Ambien. Like, I cannot take that stuff. Like, that's, I will do anything, and that's one where I'm like, dude, really? I can't. Like, I did do crazy stuff in my sleep.
That's what I heard. I think I was listening to a podcast, and someone said, no, you can't say that for, or take that for real. I was on Ambien then. It was like something in the sleep or whatever. And
crazy dreams. Okay, so.
But I do think he did look, I mean, unless he's just been crying and sobbing all day, which is totally reasonable. He might have been. If he wasn't crying all day, he did look fucked up. Like, his eyes were glossy.
I thought the same thing. But when they're talking, when they start getting mean with each other, they get mean with each other for like 5 seconds. And his face is clear as hell.
Yeah.
It's when he was crying. That
he
was...
He was coherent.
Yeah. So
he didn't sound fucked up at all.
No, no. And I mean, I think that... With what we know about Sheena, that she was going to try to make this marriage work, because no one wants to have a divorce aired on TV. She wanted to make her marriage work. I 100% believe that. And I believe that from him, too. I think what happened was...
Oh, yeah. You can't. If that was acting and fake, then he needs to fucking drop his music and go into
I think that...
And her, too.
I think that what he's trying to tell her is, I wasn't happy, and, you know, I'm really happy right now, and unfortunately that's just not with you. But he also is heartbroken,
but he wants to be with
that
her.
Statement. Like, he's bummed at the outcome of what he's found, I guess.
He just doesn't want the same life. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't want any involvement with those people. Like, clearly he is so over the show and the group. He just doesn't want that life, and she's not going to give it up.
Well, and here's the thing. I just wanted to say that I feel like when you expose someone as being kind of a liar or a dirty drug user to a group of people that are judgy as hell already, which is, we know that's how this group is, to make that person always have to show up and also still be a big part of the party while being sober, while telling everyone they're sober, you're just inviting them to just have to always be looking at them, to be looking down at them. I was so glad that he said that, because I think that that's, if you ever do go through that, you should try so hard to kind of shield your partner from that. And I know Sheena thought that she did that, and in a way she did. She always was defending him and trying to talk about him, but in the same way, she really did put herself on a higher horse than him, and she gave those people just, you know, just the ammo they needed to just take him down. Mm-hmm. And he has been around since the beginning. And so I'm sure to, you know, hear shit talking from Carter or something like that was really obnoxious.
Yeah.
So in that way, I think that Shay was able to get off of his chest how he felt. And then when she tried to like be like, well, you know, Lisa said, he was just like, let me stop you right there. I don't give a shit. I was glad to hear that too, because he needed to say that for his pride. It's kind of like when you're fighting with like a friend and they're like, well, that's weird because, you know, Stassi said, you're like, why would I care what your stupid friend
He's
says?
Like, I have a mother, and it's like, and so do you, Sheena. So like, maybe you can say like my parents, but like,
He basically just shut her down on the show level, and I don't think that she liked that. And then, so I am more excited than I was, because I knew he was coming to the reunion, but now that I have seen this and the way that it went down, I think, and, you know, are him and Lisa going to have words? Is he going to say something to the cast? Is the cast going to say something to him?
Yeah.
Like, what is going to come out? This is crazy.
It'd be interesting if Sandoval says anything, because I think he was like probably like a really good friend to him, but he just kind of dropped out of everyone's life. But.
Yeah, and I am seeing some tweets, you know, of support to Sheena. People saying, you know, wow, I'm, you know, it's so good to see you happy. Now we kind of get, you know, what's going on. We're so sorry you had to deal with that. But on the other end, I'm seeing some tweets that her new boyfriend was friends with Shay, mm-hmm. and she dated him in the past. And someone wrote, like, you are, like, she's, if her partner isn't bringing her fame, she's out. She's not in it for the long haul if fame isn't attached to what is going on. And that fame part ran, he wouldn't play the game anymore. And so she was done. By him, you know, putting, not wanting to film and being a dick, and, you know, he just, I think he snapped.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you act like that and then you realize, oh shit, I just lost the person that I do love. Maybe I would suck up to Lisa for that person.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he does regret it. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So the reunion, you guys, looks so good. There was a little snippet of it, and Stassi gets into it with Lala. Lala calls her a mean girl.
Yeah, and Ariana and Stassi. Ariana's was like, I've seen you manipulate people so bad. Like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it looks so good. So we are excited to recap the reunion too. And like we said, we're going to get into more in-depth convos about this season and podcasts that we hear. We will continue to bring you guys the juice.
Yeah, and I didn't have time to go. I tried to follow all the tweets because they all started on the East Coast feed. According to Jax, they were having a rap party, but I think it was just probably Jax, Brittany, and probably just the people in their apartment complex, like, because Stas or Sheena and Ariana were somewhere else.
Yeah, they were at some, they were at some like high rise building though, and it was like, it looked like Jax, Stassi, Rachel, and Annabelle. Those, like, that whole little clique, it looked like them. So yeah, I, you know what I would like to see? I would like to see some, I would like to see the Pump Rules cast reach out to their fans a little bit more, like in the off season. Oh, another thing that I was wondering if you noticed this, Sarah, did you notice that Stassi said in her last podcast that she has off for a month and a half?
Yeah.
So they're filming again.
In a month and a half.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, because they filmed about this time last year.
So, you know, it's like, I wonder if they're going to have another season. Well, clearly they are, because she just like was
Jack
like.
Jack said it too on Twitter. He's like, no, he's like, I just got to, because they're going to Florida and then whatever for their vacation. I'm like, wow, that's, this is what you get to do. You get to go to Florida. But so she said it, she's not going anywhere. He said it. Yeah. So they're all filming again in a month and a half.
Oh, my God. Like, I was kind of, like, not that I wanted to see the show be canceled or anything, but I was hoping that there was going to be some sort of different shift.
I mean, I hope there's at least new cast members.
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder if they're going to continue this storyline of the Tom-Tom on Pump Rules.
Yeah.
And maybe they are. Until it can, maybe it will do like a mid-season veer off or something. And what's up with the Jax and Brittany thing?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get the preview of that.
Maybe it'll be a summer show like Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
It'll be like their summer filler Bravo show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think anyone expects it to be like a massive hit. So they're going to put it on during sleepy summer for something to show. But
yeah,
I don't think they probably have high hopes. I mean, there definitely would not be a season two of it.
No.
What are they going to do? Like, no, Jax and Brittany go to it. Italian. They go to Italy and eat Italy. Some Italian food.
Yeah,
Italy.
Yeah. Is there an Olive Garden there?
Yeah.
Hashtag.
It's kind of like when Jersey Shore like went to Miami and it was, and then Florence. And it's just, no, go back to the shore. It's not the same.
Or yeah, it was like when what the hell was the girls next door went to Europe and Kendra was like twerking on, you know, the cruise ship and everything or whatever, like. Yeah. Okay, so you guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back again to recap the reunion and much more. So hit us up. We love hearing from you, and we will talk to you next Monday.
All right.
Bye.